This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar.
ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always and forever we begin with the praise of Allah. And we send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify with firmness and conviction that none is worthy of worship but Allah, that his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to regularly remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jalla. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in me and you, in our families, a taqwa, a consciousness of being. Where it is that we are conscious of our dealings with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with humanity who we live upon this earth with, in a way where we seek to please Him greater in our privacy than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. My dear brothers, my dear sisters in Islam, of the great evidence of the truthful claim of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, annahu abdullahi wa rasulih, is the prophecies or the foreshadowing, the telling of the events that would happen that were distant from the time he lived. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Nabi, a prophet, who was given knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is from ladunhu, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would arrive to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a wahi through various forms. One of the forms was through a ru'ya sadiqa, a truthful dream, as would happen with prophets who preceded him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another form was through an ilhamu fil qalb, a feeling that would enter into his heart, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Third, through the descent of Jibreel alayhi salam to inform our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of what was and what is and what would be and what could be, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when you look through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam seerah and you look through the writings of the ulama of al-Islam, you find something very interesting. In the very early years in our Islamic history as Muslims, as scholars of faith, our ulama were not concerned with establishing the proof of God. They were more concerned with establishing dalail al-nubuwwah, the proof of his prophethood, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you could show the evidence of the truthfulness of the one who tells you of God, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a foregone conclusion. So you would find the great imams of Aqidah, their books centered around evidences of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being a man of God. So Al-Imam al-Bayhaqi would write Dala'il al-Nubuwwah. Al-Imam al-Ajuri, all of the Imams, they would write chapters about who Muhammad was and what it is that he brought that showed evidence of his truthfulness. And one of the great chapters of study, and there's no book of seerah or hadith except it contains a chapter about what is to happen in the future, about the signs of the Day of Judgment, where the Prophet ﷺ would speak about things that in his time he had not seen, in his time were irrational to hold as material fact. Today I wish to speak to you about one of the signs that was predicted by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is evidence of the truthfulness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that equally has a direct impact on your life as a Muslim and my life as a Muslim and citizen of this country. Numerous hadith you will hear the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say, لا تقوم الساعة. You hear many of these hadith that begin with this statement, the hour shall not arrive. حتى يصدق الكذوب. Until the one who is known for the deceit, dishonesty and untruthfulness will be heralded as the truthful one. وَيُكَذَّبُ الصَّادِقُ. And the one who is known for their truth their whole life, people will paint them as a dishonest, untruthful individual. وَيُؤْتَمَنُ الْخَائِنُ وَيُخَوَّنُ الْمُؤْتَمَنُ. The hour shall not come until the untrustworthy will be entrusted by people. And those who should be trusted, those whose whole life was one of nobility and trust, people will not accept them in trustworthy positions. وَتَنْتِقُ الرُّوَيْبِضَ. And you will have a ruwaybida to be spoken amongst the masses. The Sahaba, who were eloquent people of Arab, and the Prophet ﷺ was the most eloquent of humanity, they would say to him, وَمَا الرُّوَيْبِضَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this ruwaybida? He said, الرَّجُلُ التَّافِهُ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي أَمْرِ الْعَامِ. It will be a person who has no place in society, will be put in a place to speak on behalf of the rest. Someone who is unfit will be made fit. Someone who is untrustworthy will be made trustworthy. Someone who is trustworthy, their trustworthiness will be forgotten. We've heard these hadith. One of the most famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is the hadith of Jibreel, which is recorded in the Sahih and Muslim and other narrations. And Jibreel came in the form of a man, entered upon the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim, and this is the riwayah of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And his son narrates it from him. And he said that entered upon the Sahaba was a man of white clothing, dark hair, dark beard, and he sat to the Prophet ﷺ and began to quiz him, ask him questions. What is Islam? What is Iman? What is Ihsan? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responds. And then he says to him, Mata as-sa'a? When is the hour? The Prophet ﷺ says, Masailu a'lamu. The one asking and the one being asked, neither of them has more knowledge than the other. عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Only Allah knows. So he says, وَمَا amaratuha? What are its signs? And the Prophet ﷺ begins by saying, of the signs of the Day of Judgment, that there will be أَن تَلِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that a woman who is free will give birth to her daughter, to her children, and her children will be her master. SubhanAllah. Imam al-Nawawi and others, when they comment on different this hadith, they have different opinions. But some of the contemporary scholars, they say, صَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. We live in a time today, and of the signs of the Day of Judgment, is that you can almost see that within our children, that they rule the authority of the parent. And I wish today to speak about this issue, inshallah. Many times I hear parents say, Sheikh, can you please speak to my son? Can you please speak to my daughter? Sheikh, I'm having a tough time with them. Sheikh, in the school, can you give them more reminders? Can you talk about parents? Can you talk about the importance of parents? And they'll mention this hadith, SubhanAllah, ya Shaykh. You know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that this day would come. And I wish for you to understand this hadith and others in an opposite direction. You might look at it that it's your children's fault for overruling you. But today I wish to share with you that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the absent parent. Is that a man, a woman, they bring a child into the world and they give the world their child to raise instead of them being involved in their child's life. And when the Prophet ﷺ says that a woman gives birth to her daughter and her daughter becomes her master, her daughter becomes her master because the mother was not her mother in the sense of the word that is asked of her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me share with you more hadith of the Day of Judgment's arrival. The Prophet ﷺ says, there will come a time where a man, يُكَلِّمُ الرَّجُلُ عَصَاهُ. Al hadith عند الإمام أحمد وهو صحيح. An authentic hadith. A man will speak into a stick. فَيَعْلَمُ مَا يَجْرِ فِي دَارِهِ. And will know by talking into a stick what is happening inside his house. And you might say, SubhanAllah, you know, we talk into our phones and SubhanAllah. What else would the Prophet ﷺ say about a phone? It's like a stick, something you hold in your hand. What do people hold in their hands today? But I want you to see that from this hadith is another evidence of parents, fathers who are absent from their home. He's not within the household. He's not involved as the Prophet used to be, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with his community, with his children. He's not the parent who put his son and daughter's education at the center of his duties and responsibility. But from a distance, he must contact. You hear the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, لا تقوم الساعة, the Day of Judgment shall not come until a woman is forced by the nature of life, and تُعِينَ زَوْجُهَا, that a woman will have to assist her husband in the marketplace. She'll have to go out to work. Back then, at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, this wasn't something commonplace. It wasn't something that you would see, that the woman would be selling. She'd go out to buy, but she wasn't one who sat to sell. So the Prophet ﷺ said of the signs of the Day of Judgment, there will come a need that the Muslim woman will go out and assist her husband in the marketplace. The evidence of this hadith is that they're absent from the primary duty of ra'iyatu awladi zawjiha. What is that famous hadith of the Prophet ﷺ? All of you know the beginning. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum su'ulun an ra'iyati. All of you are shepherds of something. All of you have a duty and responsibility. And all of you will be questioned about your responsibility. Then the Prophet speaks about the man's response. وَالرَّجُلُ. A man is ra'in. He's responsible for his house and his wife and his children. وَالْمَرْأَةُ رَاعِيَةٌ فِي بَيْتِ زَوْجِهَا. And that sister, that woman, she's responsible within the household for her children, for the upkeep. sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what we see today of some of the imbalances that we find in our community. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying to you there's anything wrong for a sister to need to go out and to earn a living that turns her away from haram to halal. This is mubah, and there's evidence of this of the Quran. Musa alayhi salam in Surah Al-Qasas. He comes out of the desert of Egypt. He's been fleeing with his life. فَلَمَّا وَرَضَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَا وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ. He came out of the desert and he came to the people of Madian. And there were large crowds of people. Lots of men at work. And in the middle of them, he found two young ladies. قَالَ مَا حَطْبُكُمَا. Why are you out here working? قَالَتَا لَا نُسْقِيَ حَتَّى يُسْبِرُ الرِّعَاءُ وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. We're here because we're keeping our sheep away. We don't want to mix with these men, but we have to do an honest day's work. Our father is a shaykh. He's an elder. And he has no sons. Has no sons. We have to do the work. There's a need. Allah gives its legitimacy in the book of Allah. Don't ever confuse our deen as being one way or no way. La. But the Prophet predicts that there will come a time where the duty of the home is neglected on account of the marketplace attracting people. So Allah gives you this warning. Allah gives me this warning. Al-mal wal-banoon. Zeenatul hayatul dunya. Of the beautiful things that you seek in life are wealth and then children. Subhanallah. The Imams of Tafsir, they say, nobody holds their money and says, oh, I love you money. You hold your son, you hold your... You say, Allahu Akbar. Allahumma barik li fi. Oh, I love you my boy. I love you my daughter. You kiss your children. You don't kiss money. But why does Allah put money before children? Why do people have a love in their heart, even if it's not on their tongue, for wealth and access and ability more than the children? Regularly we make those bad decisions where you will take extra hours at work for an extra, a little bit of pay, a little bit more, an extra 300 a fortnight. But it means you took away 2-3 hours from your son, 2-3 hours from your wife. It meant that instead of coming home at 5, you come home at 6:30. Oh, bro, it's only an hour and a half. An hour and a half over 365 days, akhi, is 500 hours. But akhi, we have to run for our rizq. Is'a ila rizq, yes. But not at the expense of your ra'iyyah. A man came to Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. And he said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, إِنَّ وَلَدِي عَاءٌ. My son, عَاءٌ. He has been disrespectful to me. And of the sins that the Prophet ﷺ warns us all about is عُقُوقُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. To be unruly, oppressive to our parents. And whenever Allah praises the Prophets of Allah, He would praise the Prophets of Allah first because of how they treated their families and their parents. When Allah speaks about Yahya alayhi salam, He says, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Of the greatest things, He had birru الْوَالِدَيْهِ. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا. And He wasn't one who domineered them. He wasn't one who wanted to overrule them. جَبَّارًا أَصِيَّا. جَبَّارًا شَقِيَّا for Isa alayhi salam. It is of the greatest praise to be humble to your family. وَخْفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower your wing to them. The Imams, they say, why does Allah speak about a jinnah? You and I, we have a wing. You must be like a bird whose wing is broken in front of your family. You know, if you find a pigeon, its wing is broken, it needs the kindness of whoever is going to feed it. It can't fly, it can't defend itself, it can't move. Somebody has to feed it until it gets better. That's the image Allah says. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. At the end of that ayah, Allah says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Break your wing for them, subhanAllah. Be like that pigeon that can't fly away from them. That they will continue to feed you even if you feed them, subhanAllah. Even though you provide for them, you are a broken bird at their feet. A man asks, where is Jannah? And the Prophet points to his mother's feet. عند قدمها. It's at her feet. Now, we like to take that hadith and make it for all mothers, which is a mawdu', it's not a sahih hadith. Al-Jannah tahtu akhdam ummahatikum. It's not a hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He spoke about one woman. He said to her son, at her feet is you will find your Jannah. Your Jannah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But listen to the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Listen to what he raised the Sahaba with. A man comes and says, Ya Umar radiallahu anhu, he's Amir al-Mu'mineen. My son, I want justice. He doesn't listen to a word I say. He's disrespectful to me at every turn. Every time I ask, every time I request, every time I need, he turns his cheek from me. Umar radiallahu anhu says, bring him to me. And the man comes. And he said, بَلَغَنِي أَنَّكَ تَعُقُّ وَالِدَيْهِ. It's reached me from your father who stands in front of you that you are disrespectful to him. قَالَ يَا أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ وَأَرْضَاهُ. And he makes three claims against this father. The woman who gave birth to me was not a good woman. He chose a woman who later left our deen, left everything. He brought me into this world without care of where he was planting his seed. Even before my birth, he had made uquq for me, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. And when I was born, because he hated my mother, he gave me a bad name. He gave me a name that was disrespectful to me. He called me Beetle, Qunfus. That was the name he gave me, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. I've been teased my whole life. Everywhere I go, young kids, they would make fun of me on account of the name my father gave. And Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, third, لَمْ يُعَلِّمْنِي مِنْ آيَةً مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. As long as I live, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, I cannot remember this father who now says to you this about me, that he himself taught me one verse of the Qur'an. How does he ask me for anything? So Umar radiallahu anhu turned to his father and said, عَقَقْتَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَعُقَقْ. You disrespected him before he began to disrespect you. Allahu Akbar. The absent father. وَاللَّهِ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ مَالِكَ شَيْئًا. Wallahi, your wealth will not help you on a time where your son, your daughter turn from you. And you will say, Yabni, my son, I will give you whatever you want, but don't do this. Don't smoke this. Don't eat this. Don't marry this. Don't go there. Don't travel there. Don't wear this. And they turn from you. Because you were not a part of their life when it was important. And when I sit sometimes with our dear parents, and I say to them, Ya Abdullah, the greatest saving you have is the time you spend with your children. Look at how we use it. Look at how we say, I spent time with them. It's like something you've given. Spent. Ta'ala wallahi. You've saved a life by sharing your existence with your children, sharing your existence with your family, with your wife, with your loved ones. One of the most difficult jobs in the world. And you can ask the imams who lead you here. You can come speak to me after. Is to be an Islamic studies teacher at our schools in Australia. Anywhere around the world. As parents of the greatest demand you make, Shaykh Yahya, I wish my son could learn a few more ayat. I smile, I say, well, inshallah. And I wish to say, wallahi in my heart, I wish to say, Abdullah, have you opened the Quran with him? Shaykh Yahya, I send him to Duxi. I send him to Maktab. I send him to Islamic school. I pay his fees. Isn't that enough? Abdullah, that hadith I shared with you, the hadith of Jibreel. I began by telling you the hadith we all know, Jibreel in white clothing. Do you know how this hadith begins? I told you it's Umar radiallahu anhu who was sitting with the Prophet ﷺ. But do you know, this is the first hadith in Sahih Muslim. Do you know who is the narrator of this hadith? It's Abdullah ibn Umar, not Umar radiallahu anhu. Sahih Muslim, it begins, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, Abdullah ibn Umar has narrated more than 3,000 hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in this hadith, the most important hadith of our deen, and Imam Shafi'i lists it as one of the four hadith, that if you lose all hadith and you keep one of these four, this hadith is enough for the deen of Allah. Allahu Akbar. How does this hadith begin? Abdullah ibn Umar says, Haddathani Abi. My father taught me. Radiallahu anhuma. He doesn't say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. What does he say? Haddathani Abi. My father. He sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. He can say, I asked Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, my father. Even when Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is your teacher, 3,000 hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you still learn from your father? Haddathani Abi. My father taught me. Haddathani Abi Aba Hafsin, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. Anna dakhala rajulan, that a man entered. And then we know the hadith. Abdullah, it is an amana. What is an amana? Not the deen, your children. Look at how the Prophet speaks about your child. May Allah never let you see this day. A man lost his son. SubhanAllah. There was a man who used to pray behind the Prophet ﷺ, the hadith of Sahih Muslim. Every day he would pray behind the Prophet ﷺ, وَيَأْتِ بِوَلَدَهُ يَسْحَبَهُ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. He would come to the masjid with his son, his hand, in his hand, bringing his little boy to the masjid every day. And one day, the man doesn't come. The Prophet ﷺ was not like us. When someone's missing, he notices. First day, 5 salawat, the man didn't come. Second day, the man didn't come. Third day, the Prophet knocks on his door, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened, Ya Abdullah? Where are you? And the man didn't open. Prophet said, what happened to him? قَالُوا حَبَسَ نَفْسَهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He's locked himself in his home. فَقَدْ مَاتَ وَلَدُ. He's depressed, O Messenger of Allah. His son has died. The one who used to come to the masjid every day with him, he got so upset, Ya Rasulullah, that he's given up salah. حَبَسَ نَفْسَهُ is a polite way of way. He gave up hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't pray anymore. He locked himself in the home. He's in depression, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet goes to his house, knocks on the door. Abdullah, look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنْ أَرَدْتَ دَعَوْتَ اللَّهِ. If you wish, if you ask me, I will make dua to Allah. أَنْ يُرُدَّ عَلَيْكَ وَلَدَكَ تُمَتِّعُ بِهِ دُنْيَا. I will make dua now to Allah that Allah returns your son alive and you will live with him as long as you live. أَوْ تَصْفِرْ. Or you can be patient, come back to your salah. وَيَنْتَظِرُكَ عِنْدَ بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ لِيَصْحَبَكَ إِلَى بَيْتِ. Or you can be patient in this dunya and your son will wait at the door of Jannah, so when he sees you, he will pull you to your house in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah said, قَالَ اللَّهِ. Hadith Qudsi, Sahih Muslim. Allah asked the angels who took the soul of a young child from their parents. What did they do? And the angels say, حَمَدَكَ وَشَكَرَكَ يَا رَبِّ. That father, that mother, they said, أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ حَالِ. اللَّهُمَّ أَجُرْنَا فِي مُصِيبَتِنَا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيَّ رَاجِعُونَ. And Allah says, this is what they said. فَابْنُوا لَهُمْ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ. If this is what they said, build for them a house in Jannah and put on its title the house of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in difficulty. And the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ كَبِدَةِ فُؤَادِهِ. The one whom Allah takes the blossom of their eye, the sweetness of their heart, they have a house in Jannah that awaits them. The reference of your children is that they are a part of your heart, a part of your body, a part of your needs. Do not ever, Abdullah, feel that the hour you do extra at the expense of an hour that is lost with your children will be a benefit for you in the dunya or akhirah. Count your hours with them, not your hours at work. I want you today, in the minutes after our salah, I want you to look at the last week. How much time did you spend with your children? And when I say spend, I don't mean sit in the same room. Within our culture, you might be sitting and watching the news and your child is there on their phone and you think you're together. No, you're in the same place, but you are not together. Together means that you are together, involved with each other. You're aware of each other. You know each other. Open your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for forgiveness, as I do, of the negligence we have towards our families. And I want you to remember the dua of the prophets of Allah. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ. Oh Allah, make me one who prays and my children. But this comes after Allah says, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Enjoin, perform the salah with your children. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعد محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Finally, my dear brothers and sisters, three constructive ways for myself and you to improve our relationships with our children. First, inshallah, is to set a regular time in a schedule that your children, my children, know that this is family time. Whether they have homework, whether they are busy, whether you have hours that are given to you by work, whatever it is, I want you, inshallah, to find a 2-3 hour block that is a time that is known, posted, unchangeable, nothing but death, injury is going to change it, illa qadarullah. That this is your decision, we're going to do something together. Even if it's as simple as a walk around the block. Even if you just sit and you talk. Even if it's you go out and do something entertaining. Even if it's just to have a meal together. And build on that hour. Begin 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's not just a fun activity that comes out of the blue. But make it something that is scheduled, habitual, family contact time. Number two, for our fathers who have daughters. If you have a daughter, I speak these words to you. Of the greatest dysfunction that your daughter will have in her future life, is based on the interaction you have with her as a father now. If you are rough with her, she will expect that treatment from others. If you are dishonest with her, she will expect that treatment as being regular with others. If you are unaccommodating, unwilling to listen until she's given everything from her heart, if you keep interrupting her, she's going to feel that this is normal behavior for others. In her future life, as a wife, as a mother, that will be a part of the stresses that she will impact upon others. If you have been blessed with a daughter, then make Muhammad ﷺ and the Prophet of Allah your greatest uswa. You know, Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, whenever a man was given a daughter in birth, Imam Ahmad would send him a card of congratulations. He will say, "Hani'an lak." How lucky you are that you've been given a daughter. For now you are in the club of the Prophets of Allah. All of the Prophets, who survived Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Fatima radiallahu anha. Who is the one who carried the lineage of Ahlul Bayt forward? Fatima radiallahu anha wa ardaha. It is an honor for you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never did Fatima radiallahu anha enter into the room except that he got up wa qabbalaha. Got up, walked to her and kissed her and hugged her wa ajlasaha fi makani. And where he was sitting, she would sit. And he would sit beside him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Special treatment for the daughter. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man ala janiyatayn," the one who raises two young girls, your sisters, your daughters, even orphans. Wa ahsana ta'dibahuma, and raise them with good adab. Walam yufaddil akhan alayhima, and did not prefer their brother to them. One of the biggest mistakes we do. You favor your son. وَلَمْ يُفَضِّلْ أَخًا عَلَيْهِمَا and didn't favor the boy over them. كُنَّ لَهُ حِجَابًا سِتْرًا مِنَ النَّارِ on the Day of Judgment there will be a barrier between him and hellfire. Allahu Akbar. No honor like that for your son. Your honor on the Day of Judgment, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ you're going to run from your brother, but not your sister. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ your father and your mother. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ you're going to run from your wife. وَبَنِيهِ your sons. Who's left? Your daughters and your sister. Because of the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah bless us with our sisters and daughters. Third and finally, raise your son to be a man. What does this mean? In our Sharia, Abdullah, the moment your son has become responsible, mukallaf, the salah, you are no longer financially obligated to him. You don't have to provide a roof, clothes, food, or education. And you're going to say, brother, that's shocking. Subhanallah. Because we raise our sons like daughters. Your daughter, from the moment she's born until the moment she enters qabr, she does not have to have any financial obligation. She goes from my home to a husband's home, from a husband's home to maybe back to my home. May Allah never allow divorce or widowhood. If not, I'm not there, her uncle. If I'm not her uncle, her brother. From the moment your daughter is born, she's to live a privileged life. But your son is supposed to be a man. Don't raise your son the way you raise your daughter, with that softness, with that يَبْنِي وَتَعَالَوْ. You have to learn to be responsible, to earn a living, to be fiscally responsible, how much to spend and how much to buy and how much to sell and how to make money. And this was the etiquette of the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In our Sharia, your son, the moment he's become mukallaf, is supposed to be an independent entity. That whatever you give now, it's sadaqah. It's like you're giving charity. It's not out of wujub. It's not an obligation. Because he's supposed to be a man who's raised up to bear the foundation of a family on his shoulder. As was taught by our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and to heal our communities and to give us blessings in this life and in the next life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us all in good and to make us from those who are blessed in the dunya and akhirah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our children with iman and to keep them this life upon iman and to help them transmit iman to their future generations. Allahumma ameen. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقنا البر والهدى والتقى يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل وسلم وجل وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا صرافوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم شعوا في صلاتكم humble yourselves to Allah سبحانه وتعالى الله أكبر سبحانه الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا البلد آمنا واجنبني وبني أن نعبد الأصنام رب إنهن أضللن كثيرا من الناس فمن تبعني فإنه مني ومن عصاني فإنك غفور رحيم ربنا إني أسأل ربنا إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون ربنا إنك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلم وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
بسم الله ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله.
الله يبارك فيك، جزاك الله خيرا، سلمكم الله.